Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third, the left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second, the third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third, the right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth, the catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Joe Nosek. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici takes first base on ball 4. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Snyder chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Aparicio. Aparicio fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Aparicio. Quilici goes all the way around to score. Verhals moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verhals tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliva is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt fires over to first and Killebrew drops the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Snyder moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Larson now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 1 in the game. Nasek strikes out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Quilici takes first base on ball 4. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0 for 1 in the game. Merritt strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ver Alse hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rollins. Snyder moves to second. Don Mincher now playing first base. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 2, Twins, 2. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher juggles the ball. That's an error on Mincher. Robinson moves to second. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Batty and he is out, Rollins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2. And the Twins too. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Warwick hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Jim Cott pinch runs for Earl Batty. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-2 in the game. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Adair. Cott moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Frank Quilici. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to home to get caught. Nasek moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0-for-2 in the game. Merritt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Sam Bowens pinch hits for Harvey Haddix. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Hall now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verhals scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Oliva reaches third base with a triple. Rollins goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Allison bunts towards the mound. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Oliva scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allison moves to third. Jim Palmer now pitching. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 3 in the game. Nasek is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson bunts towards the mound. Merritt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 3 in the game. Warwick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair bunts towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Orioles, 5, Twins, 5. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer strikes out. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.